Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour on KSRO, hosted by Allison Norman. Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions to Allison and her guest experts at 707-636-1350. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Sunday morning, one and all. Happy Sunday morning, Joe.
Happy Sunday morning to you.
Here we are, bright and sunny and cold.
Well, I don't know about the bright part, but we are here.
We're bright and sunny. The weather is bright and sunny, at least. Beautiful. Somebody, a realtor, Thera Butera, who is a realtor out in Bodega Bay and lives out of Bodega Harbor, posted a picture this morning of beautiful Bodega Harbor. It is my favorite time of the year out there. It's so pretty. It's because, you know, you come to California and you think the beaches and sunny, and that's Southern California. Northern California, we're cold in the summertime out at the beaches and out at the coast. But fall and winter are just so pretty and crisp and cool. But the fog and the wind tends to stay away a lot more than it does in the summer. In the spring, even so,
and it's appreciated in the summer, at least in Santa
right
Rosa.
When it's 100 degrees here. Yeah, although there have been times I've gone out there where it's, you know, like 90 degrees out at the coast. It's very rare that's those days when it's really, really hot, and it's hot in the city and it's hot, you know, everywhere. But for the most part, yeah, we like to go cool off. But I have clients that come in from out of town and they're all, oh, we're going out to the beach. I'm all, okay, bring a jacket.
And they look at you like,
well,
what?
We're going to the California coast. And it's like, no, you're going to the Northern California coast. It's a little different out there, but a beautiful day out at the coast today, according to photos I saw. So if you're looking for something to do today, go check it out. And the vines are all beginning to turn. It's really my favorite time of the year here in Sonoma County. It's so pretty. Anyway.
But we do need some rain.
Yeah, we
do. I know
you
don't want it, but we do need it.
We do. I know. Well, we got some. I think I saw news reports
storm,
that the wildfire season or the fire season was over, and I hope that's
just in Santa Rosa.
Is that just Santa Rosa? Okay.
Right.
So I guess we got just enough rain, but I would still urge you all to be careful and make sure you keep those weeds down. I read something where it said, you know, they're no longer going to be enforcing the high weed, you know, the weed management and weed abatement. I'm like, just let's do it anyway, because you know when it rains.
Lazy.
Yeah, when it, because then it's more work later, and also, you know, protect your home and yourself. Because, you know, there's still a chance there's some fire weather out there.
This was the time of the year we had some big-time fires.
And we did, the campfire. I think
that was just the anniversary, I believe, was last week for that.
I think it was, November 8th or somewhere around there.
Yeah, so don't get lazy.
Yes.
Always be alert for that.
Always be aware and proactive with that. So that's our... that's our lecture for the day. Watching out for wildfires. I wanted to, you know, we had the show last week. I didn't mention anything about Veterans Day, and of course, because it was way at the end of the week. But happy Veterans Day, and thought about all of you and Joe as well. You're a veteran. Thank you.
I got a brief story on that one.
Okay.
Friday was Veterans Day.
Right.
And I have never had that I can remember a Veterans Day off, unless it fell on a weekend, and still I'm not sure I had it off either. But
you're usually here.
And this was a marathon day for me. The Warriors played, so I had a 6 to 10 day, 16-hour work day.
Oh,
talked to my wife real briefly between the Warriors and the drive. I have a whole half hour break between those.
Yay.
And she said the neighbors brought over a little piece of cake and a card for my Veterans Day, and I got home that night, and she was still up. I think she wanted to see what was in the card, and there was a $50 gift certificate for a place to eat.
Oh, how nice.
My friends at Morton Way, thank you very much. That is really appreciated.
It's nice, yeah. Well, thank you, and thank you for your service, and all of the veterans out there who Yeah, my dad was a veteran. He was.
I salute you all.
Yes, we both do. And because I usually when it's, you know, I love working with VA buyers, and it's just it's a really feel good thing, you know, to get somebody into a home through VA financing. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, just to, you know, there's really don't need an excuse to talk about VA financing, but I thought I should definitely talk about it around Veterans Day. So, we're going to talk a little bit about that, the benefits of VA financing, and as a seller, why it's a good idea to consider VA financing, accepting an offer that with VA financing, because it's really tough as a buyer with VA financing in a tight market, which we're kind of softening away from that, but if there's a competing offer, it's tough if you're coming in with VA financing. So we'll talk a little bit about some things you can do to make your offer more attractive as a VA buyer, and then as a seller, you know, what to be aware of when presented with a VA finance offer. So we'll make sure we'll fit that in today to chat about that. I want to talk a little bit about the rates. It seems the rates came down a little bit. So if you are in the process of being pre-approved, lock in those rates, because we don't know if they're going to go down or up, but better to lock them in while they're down. So we'll chat a little bit about that. I'm going to talk about the numbers today, as we do every week, what happened this last week in real estate, what the current real estate market looks like, and kind of compare that to, you know, what's been happening over the last few months. And a couple other things. I have some ideas as we've moved into this changing market. Things, like I said, have softened a little bit. We're definitely not in a place where a buyer has all the control now. It depends. Certain properties, certain segments of the market, you may have a house that's been sitting on the market for a while that isn't getting a lot of activity, and what you as a buyer should be aware of with that. And then sellers, you know, things that you can do to maybe make your house stand out above the crowd, because now you are not the only house on the block anymore, and chances are there are many more options for buyers, and they're expecting a little more, and maybe not so forgiving as far as things that need to be done to the property, and, you know, comparing your property to the one next door or the one down the street, or you know, the other country property that's on the market that's comparable or whatever. You know, they're comparing you to their other options. So just a couple of quick tips on that. Wanted to just a little shout out to Safari West today, because they have a new baby, baby giraffe. I don't know if you saw in the news. Safari West, baby Grace, weighing in at, I think, 120-some pounds and 5'9".
Oh, my goodness.
A little baby.
A little baby, 5'9".
Yeah, little baby Grace. It's Safari West. If you haven't been to Safari West, it's a really fun place and a cool, you know, addition to Sonoma County. So, congratulations on your new baby, baby Grace. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is, as social advocates for youth, who we've talked to a lot about the work that they do with our homeless youth here in Sonoma County. And there are a lot of homeless youth, and the numbers are really kind of staggering and scary. And just to imagine anybody that has kids, to imagine, you know, there's a lot of under 18 kids living on the street, whether they're with their parents homeless or by themselves. Social Advocates for Youth is joining in with, I'm trying to look for the information, I'm sorry, the National, is it Homeless? Sorry. Runaway Prevention Month. So it's in recognition of National Runaway Prevention Month. They're going to be lighting the night, and they're teaming up with partnering with Paradise Ridge Winery, Somo Village, and Redwood Credit Union to turn their buildings green each night for 1 week, and that's starting tonight, I believe. Six buildings, art structures across Sonoma County will turn green during this week to raise awareness. That's starting November 13th, running through November 19th. So if you see some green lights out and about, you know that that's what it is. And it's just bringing awareness to the really massive amount of homeless youth. In the United States, approximately 4.2 million youth ages 13 to 25 experience homelessness every year. In Sonoma County, there's 521 youth under the age of 25 that are unsheltered, an increase of 70% since 2020. Anyway, they're either living on the streets, shelters, or couch surfing. Life can get challenging. Youth may have difficulty finding food, caring for their mental and physical health, and avoiding potentially dangerous situations, and staying in school. It's hard to believe that there are homeless youth that are, you know, they go to school every day, and it just hurts my heart to think about it. But anyway, Social Advocates for Youth, great organization. If you see some green lights out there, that's what they are doing, is bringing awareness to that. And if you can, you can visit Social Advocates for Youth at saysc.org. So it's Social Advocates for Youth, Sonoma County. saysc.org. They have some great programs. You can donate some money, and it's a great organization. So anyway, let's I don't have a clock here, Joe. Should we take a quick break? When we get back, I want to talk about what happened in the market this last week and what's happening here. Currently, the active market compared to the last couple of months. This is Allison Norman. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Allison will be right back with more on KSRO.
If it's happening now, it's on KSRO. Local news coverage you can trust. Accurate forecasts to get you ready for what's next. Your first choice for news and weather.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO, at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. We have in stock right now a truly huge selection of every kind of flooring, which we bought at pre-inflation prices, so we can offer it to you at prices we all thought were a distant memory. Now to August 8th, millions of dollars worth of carpet, hardwood, tile and stone, and much more, as much as 60% off. The Floor Store Summer Rollback Sale. Let's relive the good old days. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Hi, this is Allison Norman, host of the Real Estate Hour, Sundays right here on KSRO. If this is the year you plan to start building your real estate investment portfolio, let's chat. As a local realtor and property owner, I'm a firm believer in the power of real estate as a wealth-building tool. Have you been thinking of investing in real estate but don't know where to start? I can help. Whether you're thinking of a long-term retirement strategy, passive income, an income-generating vacation home, or simply looking for information, I can connect you with agents I know and trust around the world to help you through the process. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice, whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty, and she's host of the Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334. Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning, good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour. I'm Allison Norman, local realtor here in Sonoma County. Covering Sonoma, get over to Napa once in a while. I do a lot of work down in Marin. And every once in a while, I'll help somebody out up in Hopland in Mendocino County. Typically don't go as far as Ukiah, but I have some great contacts there. And really around the country, around the world. If you're looking for a realtor, making a move, thinking about getting information on different areas around the country, really around the world. Keller Williams has offices all over the world now. So, and I have contacts and have made, you know, developed relationships with realtors around the world, so that when I refer somebody, I'm not just pulling a name out of a hat. It's somebody I actually know, and know they're going to take good care of you. So happy to give you that referral if you are looking for a realtor in another area, even if it's just to get ideas. You know, sometimes people will be looking in 4 or 5 different areas, and a lot of what we do as realtors, excuse me, and I do here with people coming in from other areas, is just really kind of give you an idea of the market, give you an idea of the area, the locations, the different neighborhoods, the schools, all of that information. So whether it's here in Sonoma County or somewhere around the world, really, you're looking for information, it's good to have a good realtor that understands the market and knows the area as well. So trying not to lose my voice today. It's the cold air, the cold, cold air. Anyway, let's talk about the market real quick. Speaking of knowing the market and understanding what's going on, it really is important as we're watching the national news about what's happening in the real estate market to really understand and kind of narrow it down to your specific need, where you're looking. But in the meantime, also looking, at least knowing what's happening in Sonoma County. Joe, I'm hearing music really faint in the background. I don't know. They can serenade me while I'm speaking. It's all good. Okay, so the active market. Currently what's happening on the real estate market, or in the real estate market right now, single family homes, there are 579 active single family homes in Sonoma County right now. And the median price of those homes are $995,000. And that's what's currently active on the market of the 579 homes, single family homes. That median price point is $995,000. That means there's more higher priced homes active on the market. Chances are they're sitting a little bit longer. That number is down because we've been up over 600 for the last couple of months, really. Had been inching up and inching up, and then we broke that 600 mark and have come down. And I think that's pretty typical. We're heading into the holidays. People tend to, a lot of times, people tend to take their homes off the market during the holidays. I would say if you have a house to sell, you're thinking about putting a house on the market, put it on during the holidays. It really is a good time to sell your house. There are buyers looking. There's this misconception that everything needs to slow down. And maybe it's also a personal decision that you don't want to be showing your property and have inspections and have appraisal and have, you know, buyers traipsing through your house while you're getting ready for family to come over, or just want to enjoy the holidays. It depends on what your goals are. But really, I think it's a good idea to put your house, especially if the inventory is down a little bit. You may be the only house in that person's price point and area that they're looking for that is willing to put their house on during the holidays. So I suggest you do it. Just do it. Put your house on the market. If you're curious about that, I'm glad to have a chat with you about your personal situation and your property. But comparing that 579 active on the market, there are 303 in escrow. What's interesting, a couple of things, that the difference between the active median price and the in escrow median price, the in escrow is $840,000, where the active are $995,000. So what's going into escrow is in the little bit lower price point, which makes sense and is actually pretty normal. The 303 is higher. We've been under 300 in escrow the last few times, at least the last month. So we have a little bit more in escrow, not much, only by like three more. But it puts us over that 300 mark of in escrow. So that's good to see. And like I said, this is it's a changing market. It's a kind of leveling out market. It's where we're all kind of finding the right groove, really, in the market and what it's doing. And this is not a drastic shift in the market. In some parts of the country, it is. Here in Sonoma County, we can definitely feel a shift and a change in the market. But it's not as drastic as you may be hearing across the country and on the national news. Taking a look at condos, the condo market, there are 48 active condos on the market and 37 in escrow. That part of the market is also experiencing that little bit of a change and tightening of the gap between what's active and what's in escrow. Again, I think that has something to do with people not wanting to put their homes on the market during the holidays. And buyers still out there looking and taking advantage of it. I think we'll see with this little drop in the interest rates that maybe buyers that were deciding what to do may lock in that that interest rate and move forward with that. Mobile homes, there are 49 active mobile homes with 40 in escrow. That's pretty consistent to what it's been. Not a big change there. Multi-unit, there are 65 multi-units on the market and 19 in escrow. That's pretty normal for the market. It is a little bit smaller of a gap where there's more in escrow and less active on the market, but not a very significant difference. Lots and land, we look at buildable lots and acreage that you can build on. So there are 257 active and there are 44 in escrow. That's really pretty normal for there to be that big of a difference because lots just don't sell as quickly as other segments of the market. Taking a look at the market snapshot, which is in the MLS, it's called a hot sheet. It's basically looking from one moment in time to the next and see what's happened. I look from last Sunday morning to see what has happened since last Sunday morning until to this Sunday morning. In the MLS, looking just at single-family homes, there are 58 new single-family homes that came on the market. That median price of the homes that came on the market was $774, so we saw some lower-priced homes come on the market this week. Doesn't mean that values dropped. It just means that some lower-priced homes came on the market. And back on the market, there were 17 that came back on the market. There were 63 that had price reductions, and I've been keeping an eye on that just because I think it's important to see if that number goes up drastically as the market shifts a little bit and things slow down. That 63, it was 62 last week. It's been pretty consistently, I'm looking again here. Well, actually a couple of weeks, October 23rd, there were 74 price reductions. So, you know, it's a kind of a combination of if things are selling more quickly and if people are pricing their homes correctly the first time and not having to drop the price down. So it's kind of a combination of those two things happening. In escrow, there were 69 that went into escrow. There were 59 that went to pending, and there were 60 single-family homes that sold this last week. The median price of the sold were their list price was $859,000. Their sold price was $850,000. So the prices, whether it was a price reduction before it went into escrow and sold, or somebody offered a little bit less and they took it. We'd have to break it down further to know exactly what happened there, but they are selling, at least this last week, homes sold a little bit less than their original list price. Difference was $859 down to $850. I've been taking a look at the expired listings as well to see if that number starts coming up. There were just 10 expired listings this last week, not a huge significant difference over the last couple of months. Days on the market, the average days on the market for this last week was 32, so a month is pretty consistent. That number has not gone up when we're looking at the, it's gone up a little because we were down to like 20, 21 at one point, but 30 is good. It's a good average days on the market. If you've been sitting longer than 30 days on the market, you may want to consider what's happening, what's going on, have that conversation with your realtor, and try and understand and think of some things you can do. We're going to take a quick break and tune in for the news. And when we come back, we're going to talk all about VA financing and some ideas for buyers and sellers in this changing market. This is Allison Norman. You are listening to the Real Estate Hour, and we'll be right back.
Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Allison will be right back with more on KSRO.
With a victory in Nevada, Democrats are now projected to keep control of the Senate. The House is likely to flip Republican, but their majority will be smaller than some predicted. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on ABC's This Week.
The president, we have the White House, we have the Senate, and we're going to have a big, strong vote in the House. A very different outcome than some would have predicted.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says a bomb caused an explosion on a busy street in Istanbul that killed at least six people and wounded dozens more. He did not say who was behind the bombing. Six people are dead aboard the vintage World War II airplanes that crashed midair over a Dallas air show this weekend. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. President Biden on the move, arriving today in Bali for the upcoming G20 summit and tomorrow's high-stakes meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Jeff Bezos gives Dolly Parton $100 million to spend on her favorite charities. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO listeners, as you've heard us saying, KSRO is in the process of moving into a new building. Our engineers are building studios, moving servers, and troubleshooting problems as we speak. So right now, we're doing improv, and we know it sounds a little rough. Thanks for bearing with us this week. We'll do our best to keep you informed and entertained, and we promise we'll get back to sounding shiny and polished again soon.
KSRO's Dallin Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Mostly sunny for today, topping out at 62 in Santa Rosa, 54 along the coast. Wind speeds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear skies expected tonight, low 36. It'll be sunny the next several days. Tomorrow topping out at 60 degrees, then mid-60s for Tuesday and Wednesday, mid-50s along the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's a happy Sunday morning, a beautiful day here in Sonoma County, wine country. Like I said, it's my favorite time of the year around here, and it's so pretty with all the vines turning red and orange and green and all the trees and the blue sky and the big white clouds. It's why you can't pull me away from Sonoma County, I think, amongst other reasons. Anyway, I have a cough drop.
So this is your time of the year.
This is my favorite time of the year. It really is. It's so pretty here. Anyways, and it's also, I think, a great time to put your house on the market. Really, there have been times in really tight markets, which were not so tight anymore, but it's still a seller's market. People have this misconception that we're, you know, suddenly the buyers have all the advantage, and really, we're not there yet. And who knows if we'll get there? But it's been a seller's market for a very long time, years and years and years. People have this misconception that if you don't want to sell your house during the year, during the holidays, during this time of year. But really, it's there have been times when I've had buyers that have been looking for months for a home. And then suddenly things kind of open up for them in the holidays. And, you know, whereas maybe we were putting multiple offers in on properties for these buyers, now suddenly they're the only offer because everybody left for the holidays or took their house off the market. And so it's a combination. You know, there may be less buyers out there right now, but there are also serious buyers. And there may be less sellers, but those are serious sellers. It's people that really want to get their house sold or buy a house. And with the interest rates settling a little bit, I think it's really a good time and a good idea to have your house on the market right now. I wanted to talk briefly about, we mentioned Veterans Day, and I think one of the best ways to say thank you to our vets is to accept an offer with a VA finance buyer. And you have to be, you know, a veteran to get VA financing. There are different levels of qualifying for that, and there's a lot of great lenders, and there are some lenders who specifically focus on VA financing, and then there are our local lenders who do VA financing through different different lenders. There's a lot of our local loan brokers and direct lenders who also offer VA financing. So if you are looking for someone to do VA financing, you know, to qualify you for VA financing, I'm happy to give you a couple of names of some good local lenders and some other organizations that do VA financing exclusively. But really, it's a zero down option, zero money down. And it doesn't have to be zero money down. If you have some money you want to put down, I have a lot of VA buyers that have the money to put down. They have money to put towards some repairs if they need to. but they don't, they want to use their VA financing. There's some reasons why it's better. Sometimes the interest rate's a little lower. The mortgage insurance is different. It's rolled into the loan. So you really truly can get in with no money down with VA financing. Sometimes there's going to be some closing costs. It just depends on the different structure. So it's something that we need to sit down and chat about, or sit down and chat with your lender and find out what you can do. But getting that offer accepted, and another unique, there are only two loans that are assumable. One is FHA through HUD, and then one is VA financing. And if you are a veteran and you're looking for a property, do a little research or have your realtor do a little research and find out if properties that are available that currently have VA financing. And there's a chance that you could get in there and assume that loan. You have to work through their lender. The current owner has to get involved in this. And they, you know, and unfortunately, if you're already working with a lender, they can't help you with that. It has to go directly through the lender who has the loan. And they go through underwriting. It goes through the whole process, just like as if you were getting a loan, but you're assuming the loan. And the reason why you would want to do that right now is because if somebody bought a home with VA financing in the last 3 or 4 years or more, their interest rate is going to be lower than what you could get today. So you can assume that loan at that lower interest rate. And it's, you know, something to consider. It's a harder process, but it's, you know, something to consider. And as a seller, especially if you have a home that isn't selling as quickly as you wanted it to, I would be advertising that really to the other realtors and other buyers out there that, hey, we have an assumable VA loan if there's any veterans out there. A home sold with VA financing has to meet certain health and safety standards, and basically it needs a pest inspection that has to be cleared. So all Section 1 and Section 2 financing typically, I mean, not Section 2 items on a pest report need to be taken care of. And then health and safety things like broken windows, peeling lead-based paint, or potentially lead-based paint, anything prior to 1978, broken windows, you know, things that are dangerous, need to be cleared. And so, and with a regular purchase, a regular financing, which is, you know, not VA or FHA, that is not as much of an issue. And with, even with FHA, you don't have to clear those items, but with VA financing, you do. And that's what makes VA financing a little tough to get your offer accepted when you're a buyer coming in, especially if you're competing with other buyers. But there are some ways to do it, and it's really important to work with an agent who understands that process and can explain it to the agent on the other side, so they can explain it to their client that what it means to be accepting this offer. They are going to have to do some repairs. Maybe. The other thing is maybe they don't. Maybe you can offer to do the repairs. I've had situations where buyer and seller agree that, you know, they'll both take care of the repairs. It gets a little sticky there because and a little risky because you don't own the house yet, but you're saying I'm going to do these repairs, because the repairs need to be done ahead of time in order, it's a condition of the loan. So you know, but there are some ways to make it work. So is my point, I guess. And it's really, it depends on the situation, and it's just really important to work with a realtor that understands VA financing and can explain it to the agent on the other side, because that's a lot of times that's where the problem arises when you're trying to get a VA offer accepted, is the agent representing the seller doesn't fully understand VA financing, and it's changed a lot over the years. And so there's agents who think, oh my gosh, this, we don't want to take a VA loan, and we're going to have to pay for all these things. You're going to have to do all these repairs. You're going to have to pay for the reports. It's not true anymore, and it's important to understand that. There's other things where I've had a buyer who offered, there was about $10,000 worth of, actually I think it was about $8,000 worth of repairs in a pest report that they already had done, and they were willing to do the repairs, but they weren't willing to pay for the repairs. So we wrote our offer for $8,000 over the list price, and they accepted the offer, did the repairs, and we were all good to go. So it appraised for that amount. That's the other thing to be aware of, is if you're offering over the list price, you need to make sure it's going to appraise for that. So anyway, there's a lot of things, and without getting too deep into it, because it really is case by case. But if you are a veteran and you are thinking about purchasing a home with VA financing, I'd love to chat with you and let you know what your options are. And if you're a seller and you want to, or you're thinking about selling, if you haven't listed yet with an agent, I'm glad to talk with you about that as well, and getting your house ready to offer it to vets, especially it also, like I mentioned, if you already have VA financing, what does that look like if you want to offer it to another vet? So, and give them the option to assume your loan. Anyway, so love to work with VA, and happy to, it's one of those feel good things, getting a vet into a home. So, happy to chat with you about that anytime. 707-799-3617. Let's move on to, well, I mentioned the rates. Let's talk about real quickly about the rates, and then we'll take a quick break. There was a drop in the rates, and it was basically, here I am looking at my notes again, basically that things were a little better than they thought they were going to be in the economy this last week, and that caused the rates to drop a little bit, which is nice. And they went, I think it was in the sevens, and it went down to like six. It went down to 6.62, I believe. And that still sounds high if you were looking at the 3% rate before. But, you know, it's something. It's coming down a little bit. Inflation cooled more than expected in October, so they slowed down that steep interest rate hike. So they don't know if it's going to go up or if it's going to continue going down. But I would say if you are in the process right now, lock that in. Lock that in, lower interest rate in, just in case it goes back up. But, you know, it's good to see. And there's always that option to also either ask the seller to help buy down the interest rate, which basically is paying points, which is a percentage of the loan, to get that interest rate down a little bit and make that home purchase make more sense for you financially. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about things that you can do as a buyer and as a seller in this changing market to get yourself into a home or get an offer accepted on your home if you have a listing. So we'll chat about both those things when we come back. We'll take a quick break. I'm Allison Norman. I'm a local realtor here in Sonoma County, and you're listening to the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Allison will be right back with more on KSRO.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. We have in stock right now a truly huge selection of every kind of flooring, which we bought at pre-inflation prices, so we can offer it to you at prices we all thought were a distant memory. Now to August 8th, millions of dollars worth of carpet, hardwood, tile and stone, and much more, as much as 60% off. The Floor Store Summer Rollback Sale. Let's relive the good old days. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Hi, this is Allison Norman, host of the Real Estate Hour, Sundays right here on KSRO. If this is the year you plan to start building your real estate investment portfolio, let's chat. As a local realtor and property owner, I'm a firm believer in the power of real estate as a wealth-building tool. Have you been thinking of investing in real estate but don't know where to start? I can help. Whether you're thinking of a long-term retirement strategy, passive income, an income-generating vacation home, or simply looking for information, I can connect you with agents I know and trust around the world to help you through the process. Give me a call and I'll give you some honest advice whether you decide to hire me as your realtor or not.
Allison Norman is a realtor with Keller Williams Realty, and she's host of the Real Estate Hour, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KSRO. To discuss your specific real estate needs or to make a no-obligation appointment, call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 01720334. Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour. We're going to wrap up the show talking a little bit about what you can do in this changing market if you're a buyer and also if you're a seller. I wanted to just briefly mention I was looking for this article about mortgage rates. So mortgage rates dipped below 7%. And it's interesting that millennials make up a huge portion of buyers right now. And they are suggesting, this is Market Watch, that you lock those loans in. Jump at that 6%, even though you've been hearing, you know, 3%, even under 3% at some point. You know, the rates are what they are right now, 6 points. So they dropped from September 7.7%. I'm sorry, 7.7 in October, and then just went down from November 9th. It was 7.22. November 10th, it was 6.62. So, you know, the rates are what they are. They're up from where they were, you know, twice as much in some cases. But it is what it is right now. And so really the best thing is to take a look at your personal situation, what you can afford, and not focus so much on the interest rates, but on what that loan is going to cost you. And can you afford it? And where do you need to be in order to afford it? What interest rate, or not really what interest rate, but what your monthly payment is. Really some good tips. Let's take a look at buyers first. So, you know, as a buyer, what can you do? And I mentioned getting that interest rate down, and you can ask in your offer, you can ask for the buyer to pay down or to buyer for a credit, basically, that's going to go towards points for the loan to pay down the loan. And a point is 1% of the loan amount. So you can ask for that, you know, ask for a $10,000 credit or ask for, you know, whatever makes sense. And this is a conversation you have to have with your realtor. It's a conversation that realtor has to have with the other realtor that's representing the seller. And it really needs to make sense for everybody. Sometimes that means raising your price, your offer up over that list price in order to compensate or, you know, make up for that credit that you're asking the seller to get. Some sellers don't understand. It's like, well, if you're willing to pay this much money for my house, why am I giving you money back? You know, wouldn't somebody else be willing to pay that much? So it really is, sometimes it's hard for a seller to wrap their head around that offering over in order to get a credit. But it is a strategy. It's a good strategy that can work sometimes. And it's something, again, you have to have that conversation. And every situation is different. So really looking at that individual situation. But I would have, as a buyer, I would have a conversation with your lender and find out, really take not to, so everybody's situation is different. Everybody's interest rate is going to be different. So when we throw out these numbers, 6.62, that's kind of the average. This is what this is. However, if you have only been at your job for a short period of time, if you have some dings on your credit, if you have not enough credit history. If you, you know, there's a lot of there are a lot of things that go into what makes up your credit score. So your credit score may be higher than your friends that you're comparing. Oh, how come you're getting that much? And it's not necessarily the lender you're working with. It's your personal situation, your personal, you know, what they look at when they go through this huge checklist of what makes your credit, I mean, your interest rate that they're able to offer you. So, you know, how much of a risk are you? Maybe you're more of a risk than your friend that you're talking to. So it doesn't necessarily mean they have a better lender than you. It means that maybe they have better credit score. Maybe they have a better credit history. Maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe they're putting more money down. They're less of a risk there. So, and they're getting different type of financing. So really talk to your lender and then have that conversation about not just what the rate is, but what are my monthly payments going to be? What do I qualify for as far as monthly payments? And then is that payment comfortable to you? If you need to try and get that interest rate down, there are things that you can do, like, you know, talking to the seller or talking to your agent, having your agent talk to the other agent about having them help you buy down. You know, what if you're the only offer coming in and you're saying, look, we really want to buy this house, but we need that interest rate to come down in order to afford the house. Then, you know, how can we do that? And maybe, you know, a credit to help buy down that interest rate is a good idea. You know, maybe it's not the right time for you to buy, and I hate to say that, but I have told buyers that maybe you need to take a step back, take 6 months, increase your credit score, and then we can get that interest rate down. The problem with that is we don't know where interest rates are going right now. So I would say first work on seeing how you can get the lowest possible interest rate right now, and in a amount monthly payment that's going to be comfortable for you. So focus more on the monthly payment that's going to be comfortable for you rather than, oh my gosh, I'm paying, you know, twice as much in interest as I would have had I bought something 2 years ago, or even last year. You know, that you can't go back to that. So focus on what's happening now. And then talk with your realtor and your lender about ways that you can, again, buy down the interest rate. I think it's a good idea to do that. But if you can't get to a comfortable place, work on improving your credit score. There are some things that your lender can talk to you about that will quickly improve your credit score. If, you know, paying down some of your high balance credit lines if you can, and really work on getting that down. There are some alternatives to get that credit score. There's things that your lender can talk to you about that's going to help. There's some things they can do. They're really good at giving you advice. If it's a good lender, they're good at giving you advice and helping you get your credit score where it needs to be to get the best interest rate. And then focus on, I'm reading my notes here, focus on the monthly payment, not the interest rate. We already talked about that. And then just remember that you can refinance. You know, there's every indication, all signs saying that at some point there's going to be some relaxing of the interest rates over the next few years. So take that into account that you maybe it's high now, but you can refinance. It is, you know, you can refinance a loan when things get better. And keep that in mind as you are, if you purchase a home at a higher interest rate, you got to keep that credit score going. You got to make the payments on time. You got to keep your credit cards down. Your debt to income as low as possible. I think they say like 10% of your debt. I mean, 10% of your available, credit, you should only spend that much, and that will lower your interest rate. Raise your credit score, which will lower your interest rate. But just keep that in mind while you're waiting for the rates to get better and you're in a higher interest rate loan, keep your credit score going high, as high as possible. Make those payments on time because when you go to refinance, you want to make sure you can qualify for that loan. So as far as sellers, We still have some time. As far as sellers, in this changing market, as we've been talking about, things have slowed down a little bit. It is still a seller's market, but keep in mind that buyers are expecting more now, and they listen to the news and they're hearing things, and they may not fully understand that it is still a seller's market. And the difference in what determines whether it's a buyer's seller's market is the amount of inventory that we have and the month's supply of inventory. And when it's not an even market shifting to a buyer's market until we have 5 or 6 months of inventory on the market, we're talking about, probably 1,200 active listings before that'll happen, and we're right now at less than 600. So, and I think we're right around two, I didn't look it up. I think we're probably around 2 months inventory the most. So yes, sellers, it's still a seller's market, but understand that buyers are really hesitating right now because of the high interest rates, because they're hearing the news, because they know that there's more houses to look at, and maybe they don't have to throw money over money at a property because it's the only one available. Maybe they're not competing over 5 or 6 other buyers and having to write an offer with no contingencies, which is really what we saw the last couple of years, those types of offers with no contingencies, waiving the appraisal contingency, waiving the loan contingency. We're not in that market anymore. So as a seller, you need to be aware of that. Buyers have more homes to choose from. They're going to expect more, and they're going to be less willing to settle. So keep that in mind as a seller. You really need to understand that. In this market, the right price and property condition are most important. Pricing that right, that's why we're keeping an eye on the price reductions to see if people are pricing their homes right and if buyers are putting offers in, and are we selling less than the list price, which we are starting to see a little bit of a difference there. And in marketing that property, making sure that you get it out there in its best light, making sure that you have a realtor that's really going to get it out to not only to the public, but to other realtors, because that's who has the buyers, really, or the other realtors in many cases. Making your house stand out. Consider offering a credit to help buy down the buyer's mortgage rate. We talked about that. The other thing I mentioned, it was VA financing is an assumable loan. Also FHA financing is. So an FHA buyer can come in, that's really anybody that wants to use FHA financing, can assume your loan at a lower interest rate. Again, that's going to knock out the lender. So I hesitate to say if you've got a lender working hard for you and suddenly you're going to go use the assumable financing of somebody else's FHA loan. But sometimes, if that's going to get you the house, then have that conversation. But if you have FHA financing at a lower interest rate, make that known to the other buyers. And that's all I have time for today. So that's it. That's all we got. Go out and enjoy this beautiful day in the sunshine. It's supposed to be sunny all week and crisp and cool here in Sonoma County. Happy to help you with any of your real estate needs. I'm a local realtor here in Sonoma County. You can give me a call, 707-799-3617. Have a great day, you guys. Take care.
You've been listening to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Join Allison every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home and your chance to call in and ask your questions directly to Allison. You can reach Allison anytime at 707-799-3617. That's 707-799-3617. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, Sunday mornings at 9 on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation. This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
The news that matters most is the news that hits closest to home. Cloverdale, Windsor, Petaluma. If it breaks, we're there. If it touches your family, your schools, your city, or your safety,